Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey everybody, it's Carrie Oberbrunner and I'm with Travis White, one of our fantastic unhackable coaches. How are you doing today, Travis?
Doing very well.
Awesome. Listen, man, I'm excited to chat with you. You've probably been one of the most enthusiastic people about the unhackable message. Why is it resonating with you?
Well, it's like you got inside my head when you wrote that book and it tells my story. I'm not one that was really hacked by the world for much of my life. I was hacked by my own self.
Oh, that's good.
My own narrative. And that's what I do in my coaching practice, helping people recover from trauma and deal with anxiety and my past as a survivor of childhood sexual abuse and a lifetime of poor choices from that. I lived a hacked life. I lived believing a lie. You know, so I was hacked from within.
Wow. Now, you and I physically met each other at least one of the times in Texas this last March.
Yeah, right before Corona.
We had a great dinner. I remember the Texas chapter coming together. But you were very transparent that night, and you're very transparent now. There's not many guys who talk about sexual abuse. Meaning that they've had that happen to them. I bet you that was a process to be able to find the courage to talk about that.
I guess what I went through is what makes me so passionate. I've learned the extreme untapped power of vulnerability. I spent 20 years teaching my clients how to be vulnerable while inside I felt unworthy to be vulnerable. And so my wife and I have been together 32 years. I only let her know 10 years ago.
Wow.
And I lost both my mom and dad in 2010 and 2015 and never let them know. I lived basically hacked with a lifetime of shame and fear that if I shared the world with my story with the world, that I would all of a sudden be living the truth that I was worthless and unlovable. And so now that the lid is off and I've become unhacked in our tribe language we use, I am just too passionate because if my vulnerability can save one person from the life I've led and the challenges I had to overcome to get to where I am now, it's all worth it.
That's so good. Wow. So your new business is called, well, I mean, you've had a business for a long time, but you're using a brand now called Unhackable Life.
The Unhackable Life is what I've called my practice. And I went with the domain, the Unhackable Mind, because it so well fits my story. We all get hacked from external things like your book talks about. But a lot of us, especially dealing with past trauma, with anxiety, with relationship struggles, it's our own internal narrative that hacks us. And that's what my passion is, to help people overcome and defeat that and discover that light that we all have. And that's why the name of my hopefully soon coming book is We Are All Fireflies.
Ooh, I like that. What does that mean? Tell us about that.
Well, it as a child, when I was in the midst of two of the different times of abuse, I always, like a lot of us in my age, we collected fireflies back then. I've always been enamored by the beauty of them and living out in the country. And when I opened up about 10 years ago and was talking to a friend, we were talking about fireflies. We were talking about how I used to collect them in a jar and set them in the window, hoping they would protect me from the dark, because that's when my first time come in and do the things I had to go through and experience. And as he sat there, he's a real passionate guy. He sat there and he said, "You know what? Those fireflies were dead the next day in that jar, weren't they?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "They never saved you." He said, "Maybe it's because you're the firefly and it's your light that's meant to save you."
Gee.
And that's what just blew me away with that.
We are all fireflies. That is so good.
That fine spark, that inner light that's meant to direct us on the life that we were designed for.
I love that. I love that. So where can people find out more about you if they say, you know what, Travis's story, his courage, his vulnerability, I want to get unhacked, but they resonate with you? Because even Valerie says, it's great to put a name with a face we've seen so often. Thank you for being. So you do, you are having, you know, Lynn says you're light. I mean, you do have this impact wherever you go. And that's why I remember in Texas, I think it was Dallas, but we were in that hotel, great dinner, but you lit up the room, you know, while COVID was happening in March, and that was the last flights out there. You lit up the room. So where can people find out more about you?
Well, I have a Facebook page attached to my profile that's just The Unhackable Life Professional Coaching. My website is theunhackablemind.com. I have not completed the branding to pull in my Unhackable Coaching, so it's my original site. That's where they can find me.
Hey, we are brand spanking new. And if people are saying, what's up with Unhackable? It's the new book. It's not even out yet, but Travis is one of our certified coach, speaker, and trainers. And I know you're inviting people to the 11th. We're going to have a very big masterclass training. And I know you're inviting your friends, and you can meet Travis and Jim and Vicky, our other guests today. But Travis, thank you so much. Any last words you would want to say with someone who's thinking today, I feel like giving up? What would you tell them?
Well, that almost gets me emotional. That, you know, God wired us all for a plan and a purpose, and he gave us all that divine spark, that light. And sometimes we get off track. Things happen we wish wouldn't happen. We make bad choices, relationship struggles, anxiety, and we just become deaf to that inner narrative that God planted in us, and it gets replaced by those lies. And if anybody with my past childhood experience and the poor choices I struggled with in life, if anybody can rediscover that light and live the life they were meant for, if I can do it, anybody can. It's just taking that first step and trusting that vulnerability is the most powerful thing you can ever do.
Amazing. Give us your website one more time.
Theunhackablemind.com.
Theunhackablemind.com. Thanks so much, my friend, for being here, and super powerful.
Great. Thanks for having me, buddy.
All right. Thank you. And you're another person, Jim, who is crushing it. I mean, you're doing a very tough topic, which is terminal illness, and you're helping bring unhackable message to terminally ill people. Tell us a little bit about that.
I started a long time ago. 30 years ago, I had a very specific call to help people that had a terminal illness. That's really what my VPS is that wanted people to understand the diagnosis doesn't mean the beginning of the end, but it can be a whole new beginning. And it can take them to a beginning of life and experiencing extraordinary life, unlike they've ever known before. And that's what we've been doing for a long, long time. And the unhackable message is really fitting. And like many other people, I've gotten hacked along the way. but what I discovered this, when I met you 3 years ago, I told you a story about somebody telling me that I shouldn't be doing video stuff. And the other people were telling me, well, you need to do video because that's the only thing people are listening to. And so, you know what, about a year ago, day after my birthday last year, I decided I'm going to give it a real good shot. And what's happened is that I just ended last night 365 days of posts, and it's had quite an impact. And the last couple of months, what we talked about was, because I do this with people that have been told that they're not going to live very long. Mm-hmm. I've been telling people for the last 2 months, you need to do this. It was based on Hebrews chapter 10 about not casting away your confidence. And I told them that they need to prepare themselves and position themselves to receive. And that's where we hammered at that for about 2 months. And we came up with, I was talking to Linda and we came up with something that really describes very adequately what I've been doing, and very clearly, that we move people from chaos to calm, to clarity, to confidence. And then the last thing is compensation. And
people get compensated,
not just with dollars. They get compensated with life, with days, with events in their life, with seeing things happen. And I'll tell you what, it's a people that do this. Like when I do this, when I see somebody go through this process, my compensation is watching them live longer than the doctors said. When doctors say you can only live so long, you know, a couple of weeks. We had a guy 2 years ago was told he had 3 days to live, and he went on for a few weeks. And what happened during those few weeks was incredible, incredible. And when I met him, I went with a friend, and neither one of us spoke Spanish. He didn't speak any English.
Right.
We communicated. And a couple of weeks later, I wound up going back to his apartment in the inner city and marrying him to the woman he loved.
I love that, Jim. We're getting a little buffering issue, but it's cool. We heard everything you said. Where can people find out more about you?
There's two places. We just launched an unhackable website, and it's unhackablelifegivers.life.
Unhackablelifegivers.life.
And which is very fitting for us. And we have the website we've had for a long time, which is tlgn.org, which is the lifegivers.org.
I love it. What words of life would you give as we close today? What words of life would you give to someone who's listening today, who maybe has a terminal illness or has been given that diagnosis? What would you tell them?
Well, the first thing I'd tell people, I just had another one over the weekend. The first thing I'd tell somebody is that, God is the one that has the last word. And no matter what the doctors say, the scriptures tell us that our life is in God's hands. And so when people begin to believe that, everything changes, and they have no idea. And if they can understand that and do what it says in Hebrews about don't give up the confidence, when they start to believe that, don't give up the confidence. That's why the first thing that I've always done with people is I spend time and I listen.
Yeah.
And then I just try to speak a very little bit and speak life to somebody and calm the situation down. Because when they're calm and they're peaceful, then they can move forward. But if they stay in a place of chaos, it's all over. So we want to get them out of there.
That's good. That's good.
You know, and it works. It's been time and time again, it works. So
I love it. I love it.
That's it. That's good.
Well, and, Jim, thanks for being here. We got your website, unhackablelifegivers.life. That's super cool. And if someone knows someone who has a family or friend who's struggling with a terminal illness, a diagnosis, I'm telling you, when Jim gets a hold of these people, he gives them new life. He gives them new inspiration. So don't let a diagnosis dictate your future. Jim's worked with people and they've lived longer, much longer. So thank you for being here today, my friend.
Yes.
Awesome. You take care.
Thank you for doing this. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So now let's go to Vicky. Vicky, how you doing, my friend?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I have a lot more joy and life than I did last night at 9:30 p.m.
It's amazing.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So talk to us. I know you're doing amazing things related to Unhackable. Tell us what you're doing.
My main focus is working with students. I am a career coach. And I normally focus just on high school and college kids. That's really my passion. So as I was going through Unhackable, I could see so many things that would help students move forward with degrees, with plans. They're just getting hacked from every direction. So I'm super excited to be a part of this.
Well, and you did this thing last night, which I was so happy that you did. You put out on social media something about, well, just tell people what you did and explain the response, because it got quite a reaction.
Well, I just asked people, you know, what does being hacked mean? Because if we're talking, the term that we always use is being unhackable. So in order to be unhacked, you have to know what being hacked is. So it's been really interesting with everybody chiming in on what they think being hacked is, and being up for a drawing for a Starbucks gift card. Like, how much better can that be?
That's cool. Did people's responses surprise you?
Yes, actually. I thought they would do more than normal being hacked, you know, my accounts, my, you know, all of the things that we have now become accustomed to, but people are really starting to realize that their lives are hacked, that they are letting all these outside forces in. And I'm not sure exactly that they know how, but they know they are, if that makes sense.
That's a big sign. In other words, even admitting that you're getting hacked is the first step of growth. And you're a teacher. Exactly. In order to learn something, you need to admit that you don't know it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. What do you hope to do with the Unhackable message? I know you talked about students and this type of thing, but like, did you go through the content yourself? And if so, what did it kind of speak inside your life?
I did. Actually, I did the content before you started talking about your new book, Unhackable, because I needed it. I had goals. I couldn't get there. I was so frustrated and I couldn't figure out why I couldn't get there, because I knew where I needed to be and I knew what it took and I just couldn't get there. And so I took the course and absolutely changed everything about what I do. Everything. It's amazing.
Wow. So, and that's it. That's interesting. So like, even when you get up, let's get real practical. So even when you get up in the morning, what's changed before and after? What changes during the day? What changes when you go to a doctor's appointment? Give us like the download, because I think there's a lot of people who are saying Unhackable course and book is changing their life. But what does that mean for the average person on a practical day?
Practically for me, I wake up and I don't reach for my phone to check messages. I get up, I spend time with God, I plan my day, what I want to accomplish for the day before I check anything else and anyone else has a say in what my day has.
And before you would actually wake up and your email tell you what you're doing for the day.
Or my texts or, you know, whatever. There's just so much on your phone that just is screaming for your attention. And as long as I cannot look at that thing until I've set my day, totally different trajectory.
How do you feel differently? Is it peace? Is it joy? What emotions are you feeling?
It's a combination. I would say peace for one, but honestly, excitement. Because I'm actually seeing movement. I'm actually accomplishing goals that I've had set since, I don't know, at least this past January that I have not been able to move forward on. And I'm seeing huge leaps in moving forward just within the last month from when I started.
Wow. I love it. Where can people find out more about you? Because, you know, whether it's Travis, with his background, Firefly, Soul on Fire in Texas, overcame sexual abuse, whether it's Jim, who's working with terminally ill people and grief and caregivers, and you working with teachers and education and students and moms and dads, like, where can people find out more about you?
Well, I've set up a separate website called theunhackables.com.
Ooh. I like that. That needs to be a movie.
Yeah, I think so.
Who knows?
As we start seeing the results, it just may be, you know.
I love that.
So there's a place for students to sign up for an assessment, and then there's a place for professionals to sign up for the assessment. So I'm just really looking forward to helping teachers and just professionals. And I've had just so many people reach out already saying, hey, I want to know more.
That is so cool. Folks, well, listen, you had it. Three amazing coaches. If you need to become a coach because you say, oh my gosh, I do not want to miss out on this amazing concept, Mike, go ahead, put that in, or Tanisha. You can find all the details at unhackablebook.com. Be blessed. Be a soul on fire. And we'll talk soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.